From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's such a delight to be able to come your way on this Friday, and I trust that you'll have a great Friday. I trust that you'll have a great weekend, and I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church on Sunday. Now, this week we have been giving a series of messages on the Great Commission. As a matter of fact, the theme of the week has been reviewing the Great Commission, and I would encourage you, if you missed any one of these messages, to ask for the notes and the outlines at the end of the program. Jim O'Brien will be along to give you our contact information, and you can even have a copy of the Week of Studies on a CD if you request it. And the reason why I'm asking you to do that is because the Great Commission is something that every individual Christian and every local church is to be involved with greatly, not just a little bit, but greatly. And we've been asking a series of questions on the Great Commission, and the first question was, what is the Great Commission? And I want to give it again. I've given you this definition every day, and I want to give it to you again. That the Great Commission is the divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ to evangelize the lost, and it is extended to all Christians and every local church to obey, to be actively involved with, and to endeavor to fulfill from the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2 until the redemption of the church in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That's the definition of the Great Commission. We talked about when was the Great Commission given, and where is it mentioned in the Scripture, and why was it given, and how is it to be fulfilled. But today, I want to wrap up this study by asking three questions and answering them briefly. Each one of these questions could take an entire week of studies, but I just want to ask them and answer them briefly for your thought and for your consideration. And that is this. First of all, what if the Great Commission is not practiced? What if it is not fulfilled? First of all, what if the Great Commission is not practiced by the local church? And unfortunately, there are many local churches that really don't do a lot in fulfilling the Great Commission. Missions is not a high priority in their ministry. Evangelism is not a high priority in their ministry. Church planting and discipleship is not a high priority in their ministry. When the local church does not fulfill or practice the Great Commission, then that church is going to lose God's blessing and it will not grow spiritually or physically, or in any other way. And so, Pastor, is your church involved with the Great Commission? If not, you'll lose God's blessing, you will not grow spiritually, and you will not grow numerically. But what if the Great Commission is not practiced by individual Christians? Well, then there's going to be a loss of reward. You know, 1 Thessalonians 2:19 tells us that there is a reward given to soul winners. It's the crown of rejoicing. But those who are not involved with missions, which really at its very root is soul winning, will not get that reward. So there will be the loss of reward. There will be an accountability given to God, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 19. And that accountability will be pretty strong if you've got to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, I wasn't involved with the Great Commission. Again, you'll lose reward. But then there will also be a delay in the rapture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9, it teaches us that the reason why the rapture is being held off is because God is not willing that any should perish. And he is long-suffering to usward, that is, to believers. He wants us to get out and preach the gospel. And when the last person is saved, who is going to be saved, the rapture will happen. We often say, Lord, please come again. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. But if we want to enhance the coming of the rapture, we need to be involved in the Great Commission. But then the second question is this. Why do many people not fulfill the Great Commission? I asked that question on Monday when we began this series. I ask it to you again today. Why do many churches not fulfill the Great Commission? May I suggest four reasons? There are probably many others. Number one, it's because they do not realize its importance. If you as an individual Christian or pastor, if your church is not involved with the Great Commission, somewhere along the line, you have missed how significant it is. I trust that this study this week has helped you to understand that. Another reason why many do not fulfill the Great Commission is because they have a greater desire to do their own will rather than God's will. Boy, that gets right down to it, does it not? If a person is not fulfilling the Great Commission, it's because he just doesn't want to. He would rather do his thing than God's thing. If a church is not involved with the Great Commission, then it's more interested in doing its own thing than what God wants it to do. Number three, why do many not fulfill the Great Commission? It's because they do not believe in the intensity of hell. They do not believe in the intensity of hell. The more we understand how great hell is, the more we will be involved in the Great Commission. And then number four, many people are not involved in the Great Commission because they don't realize the glory of heaven. Those last two concepts are put together, are they not? When you and I realize how intense hell is, and when we realize how glorious heaven is, we are going to do everything we possibly can to fulfill the Great Commission, because we'll want to see people escape hell and go to heaven. And the only way that that can happen is through faith in Jesus Christ. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we've asked various questions throughout the course of this week concerning the Great Commission. But I've got one more question to ask. And that question is this. What are you doing to fulfill the Great Commission? What are you doing to fulfill the Great Commission? I would like to give you a letter grade based upon your answer to that question. What are you doing to fulfill the Great Commission? If you are avoiding it, you get an F. If you are neglecting it, you get a D. If you are recognizing it, that it does exist, then you'll get a C. If you are supporting it, you'll get a B. If you are obeying it, you'll get an A. What is your grade as it relates to the Great Commission? Pastor, you can apply this to your church. Individual Christian, you can certainly apply this to your life. Are you avoiding it, thereby getting an F? Are you neglecting it, thereby getting a D? Are you recognizing it, thereby getting a C? Are you supporting it, thereby getting a B? Or are you obeying it, thereby getting an A? And I suppose I can say, are you obeying it enthusiastically and fruitfully? If you are, then you're getting an A+. Not before mankind, but before Almighty God. Thus, we have a little study on the Great Commission. I repeat its definition and say that the Great Commission is the divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ to evangelize the lost, and it is extended to all Christians and every local church to obey, to be actively involved with, and to endeavor to fulfill from the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2 until the redemption of the church in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Are you involved? Two lessons I want to leave with you today as we look over the past week in this study. Number one, no Christian or church is exempt from the Great Commission. Not a one. Not a one. Not a one. And then secondly, every Christian and church is blessed in keeping the Great Commission. Every Christian and church is blessed in keeping the Great Commission. I just wish I had time. I only have 30 seconds left, but I wish I had the time to share with you how I've seen the Lord's blessing in my personal life and in my church life because of keeping the Great Commission. I don't have time. But I would encourage you to take a look at the Great Commission and then ask yourself the question, what am I doing to fulfill it? And if you're not involved with fulfilling it, confess the sin of disobeying and get involved and watch how God will work in your life. Well, thank you so very, very much for being there by the radio today and this week. I trust that you'll go to church on Sunday, and then, Lord willing, Monday we'll be back together again with another study of the Word of God. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.